Marquette ended a six-game losing streak, knocking off Xavier 66-65 at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It is the first win for the Golden Eagles in the Big East after an 0-4 start. Royce Parham led the way with 14 points and 8 rebounds. Coach Shaka Smart said they don't win without offensive rebounding.
You know, there's some components of the game that are effort-based that we say we have to win, and offensive rebounding is one of them. Neither team, you know, shot the ball particularly well tonight, and so for us to have an edge on the offensive glass by 9, an edge on the overall rebounding by 13 is a big deal.
Bucks fell to Golden State 120-113 in San Francisco last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points and 10 rebounds in the loss.
We went the opposite way. We took some bad shots. We just got to be better at reading the momentum of the game. If we had two consecutive bad possessions, we got to be able to calm down, call a play, make sure everybody touches the play, run the play all the way through. It's just energy. It's contagious.
Packers continue their preparations for Saturday night's wild card matchup against the Bears at Soldiers Field. It'll be 3 weeks since Jordan Love last played. He was knocked out of the last Bears game with a concussion, but is not concerned about rust.
It's not hard. I don't think it's hard at all. I think, like I mentioned before, you know, when you're practicing throughout the week, you still stay fresh. You know, you're missing some time playing in a game, but, you know, we've played a lot of games this season. You got bank reps, but it'd be different if, you know, you're not practicing throughout the week and, you know, really not doing anything. That's when it could be a little bit more of a factor.
Packers yesterday put Bo Melton on season-ending IR with a knee injury. They activated linebacker Nick Neiman off of IR to replace him. Wisconsin had another big day in the transfer portal, adding USC running back Brian Jackson along with a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, and a safety. UW has now added 20 players since the portal opened last week. College football semifinals kick off tonight. Number 6 Ole Miss takes on number 10 Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.